Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kindle, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
So welcome to Inside Education, where education meets innovation. I'm your host, Eddie Kindle. In today's episode, we're talking about how high school athletics builds skills that go far beyond the field and the court. Joining me today are two outstanding student athletes, Reese Redlich of Swartz Creek High School and Colton Burnett of Goodrich High School. Reese is a volleyball and softball athlete, and Colton is a football player. Both are students at Genesee Career Institute studying nursing and welding, respectively. Together, they'll share how balancing academics, career training, and athletics has helped them develop leadership, teamwork, and resilience, and how those skills are preparing them for life after high school. Reese and Colton, welcome to the show.
Thanks
for being here, guys.
Appreciate it.
So excited to get to talk to you for a couple of minutes. We got some great listeners out there who I'm sure will be excited to hear from two outstanding students representing Swartz Creek and Goodrich. So let's jump right in. So, Reese, let's kind of start with you. How did volleyball and softball end up becoming such a big part of your life?
I have two brothers, and they both play sports, so it was kind of just runs in the family. I've played softball since T-ball, pretty much. And volleyball, I started in middle school, and volleyball has really just, like, helped me throughout high school to stay active and, you know, just honestly just meet new friends.
What position do you play on the volleyball court?
I'm a libero.
A libero?
Yes.
Tell us what a libero does.
So a libero is a defensive specialist. We stay in the back row. We don't play front row at all. And we go in for the middles, and we play pretty much the whole game.
Love the word defense. And I know the guy sitting next to you is probably defensive minded too. But as far as softball, what position do you play on the softball field?
I've played pretty much all positions at softball. I mainly played third base, though.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very good. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
So, Colton, what made football a big part of your life?
I mean, football has always been a huge part of my life. I mean, both my older brothers played football. I actually got a chance to play with my second oldest brother, and we won a state championship together last year, actually.
Absolutely.
And then this year, we went 12-1. Pretty good. Didn't get the state championship, though. But, yeah, football's always been huge. Watched the Lions growing up, Michigan football.
Right.
Just big part of my life.
That's quite a record in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now Reese said she's defensive minded. What about you? What position on the football field?
I mean, I love hitting people on defense, but I do love running the ball and scoring.
I wish our listeners could kind of see your size. I think you do look like a linebacker, so to speak.
Yep.
But that's fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are here, and I love hearing those stories. And it's funny how those early moments really stick with you. Starting at a young age and kind of shape everything that comes after. So you hear the word team all the time, but people don't always see what that really means day to day. So what's something people might not realize about being a part of a team specifically? And we'll start with you, Colton.
I would say, like, being a part of a team, like, first of all, it's the best thing anyone can do is become a part of a team.
Well said.
I mean, it builds your character. It helps you with communication on the daily, like going to morning lifts and lifting with all your buds and building that camaraderie with your team. It's an awesome thing to do.
Wow. That's exciting to hear. And you, Reese?
I think with girls, it's definitely can be harder because there's a little bit more drama here and there. But once you really get to know the girls that you're playing with, I think it really helps on the court. You know,
sure.
You got to have those relationships and friendships, and it really shows when you guys all get along. It really shows in the game.
Absolutely. And team is really about working together.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And these aren't individual sports.
No.
You need the person next to you to be just as committed as you are.
Right.
So that's a great point. And it is more than showing up on game day, but we talk a lot about teamwork in sports, but it doesn't stop there. So talk to us a little bit and tell our listeners a little bit about how teamwork shows up for you outside of competition, especially in school. Is there any connection to teamwork in your daily life as a student?
Absolutely. So I'm in the nursing program here at GCI, and teamwork is a big part of nursing. You have to be able to rely on and trust the people that you're working with when you're taking care of actual humans,
sure,
like taking care of their lives. So I think teamwork is a big part of that.
So it really correlates.
Yes, it really does, yeah.
Colton, yourself?
I would say teamwork is huge in my life, especially like within welding, trying to learn from other people, they're learning from me, mm-hmm. just trying to build that up and communicate. And you can't always do everything yourself, so you got to rely on others sometimes.
You got to be able to rely on
yep.
other people.
Just like in school, all that, yep.
What does it feel to know that people can rely on you?
I mean, it's a great feeling because, I mean, it builds you up and it builds everyone up. And knowing that you're that person they can rely on, it means a lot.
Fantastic. Anything to add, Reese?
I think it's a great confidence boost
sure.
to know that you are trusted by
absolutely.
Your fellow peers. I think that is really good.
That's outstanding. So you're both kind of hands-on career focused program in hands-on career focused programs here at the GCI or Genesee Career Institute, which adds another layer to all of this. So how do the lessons you've learned through athletics carry over to the classroom or in your career training programs? Is there anything that really applies and fits nicely from an athletic perspective to a student perspective?
Yeah, I think teamwork obviously is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Time management. Yes, I think that has really helped me and carried over into the nursing program.
Sure.
'Cause I mean, obviously, you have to have good time management
right,
with
right.
school and sports. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that has carried over.
Colton?
I would say being a part of a team and pushing myself every single mm-hmm. day has made me a more driven person in every aspect of my life, whether it's work, school, outside activities. It just makes you a stronger person.
Sure.
And I would say, like, in my job, we take care of mentally challenged people, and I got to work with tons of clients, tons
sure.
of staff every single day. So the communication's key. Learning that from football, all the above, and the communication's always there.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And you two could be on my team anytime you want to. it's a pleasure having you here. So let's be real. I mean, no season is perfect. You just talked about how mm-hmm. you guys kind of ended a 12-1 season last
yep.
year. But setbacks and losses and tough days, I mean, they happen to the best of us. But they're part of life. Am I right in saying that both of you have learned to handle those types of setbacks?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. My freshman year, we lost to a team we thought we were going to win. And I think if we would have won that game, I don't know if we would have won a state championship the next
sure.
year. It made us a way stronger team, and we were more driven for that goal.
So you learn from mistakes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Reese?
I agree with Colton. I think having those tough games or tough seasons really makes you want to try even harder. You know what I mean? Like, it pushes you and your team to do better, and
sure.
it helps you guys push each other. You know, like, you want your teammates to do better, so you push them and they push you, and it's just kind of
and just to keep
team.
Working.
Right, yeah.
Yep, keep getting after it. So I would say between school, practices, games, and everything else, I imagine there are days that both of you, your motivation is kind of tested. But how has being an athlete helped you push through on those tougher days, whether it be athletically or academically in school?
I would say just knowing that I won't have it forever, that honestly after high school I probably won't be playing sports
mm-hmm.
anymore. So knowing that I only have a little bit of time left
sure.
helps me to push past the struggles and stuff like that, and just
and stay
enjoy
in the
what
moment,
I'm
stay
having.
In the season.
Yep.
That's a great attitude.
I definitely agree with Reese for sure. I mean, knowing that this is probably one of the best times of my life, and knowing I only have basically 4 years of playing this sport in high school, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it goes by fast.
It goes by
it
real
really
fast
does.
For sure.
So does school.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Reese and Colton, you're both juggling a lot. But kind of walk us through a typical day between school, maybe athletics, practice, games, and still completing all the tasks you have, whether at your home school or here at GCI.
I mean, right now I'm getting up at 4 in the morning for lifting. It's real early, yeah. Crack of dawn. And then I got to go to GCI halfway through. Then I got to go to school. and then I'm going to work. I mean, it's a tough schedule for sure, but it definitely makes me a stronger person knowing that I'm filling every last time of my day.
You are extremely committed.
Yep, for
I'm
sure.
I'm sure your coaches appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
And your teachers.
Yep.
Because you're probably here every day, even though you're getting up at 4.
Yep.
Reese?
So when I'm in season, I get up, go to my home school, mm-hmm. and then I come here, and then it's practice right after, straight to practice, and then it's always homework when I get home. Lots
Absolutely.
Of homework, but I get it done.
And that's how you stay on top.
Right.
Yep. And that's why you're an outstanding student,
Thank you.
I would say. So when you start thinking about life after graduation, which is coming up pretty fast here for you, Reese,
yep.
But how do you see your skills, the skills that you've gained through athletics, helping you in your future career and beyond high school?
So like I said, I think time management is mm-hmm. really going to help
management.
Me, especially in college also. Having to, you know, juggle the classes, but having that freedom also, like being able to stay on top of my assignments at college
sure.
and turning them in on time and, you know, just staying on top of the work there.
Yeah, you have to manage your time in order to be successful in the classroom.
Right, yes.
Yeah, anything to add to that, Colton?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Reese on that for sure. Definitely, like, with the huge workload that I have every single day, I mean, I think it's definitely going to push me in life mm-hmm. and help me when times get tough during my job.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm motivated just by sitting here listening to both of you. But before we kind of wrap things up, I want you to give some advice. So what advice would you give to other student athletes or to students who are even thinking about joining a school sport, or even starting an opportunity to have an experience here at GCI?
I would say it is the best thing you could do, especially for young people going into high school. I mean, being a part of a team builds mm-hmm. so many things in life, and especially with GCI, I mean, I didn't think I was going to do welding, and my brother did welding.
Sure.
And it just gave me the idea that, I mean, there's more than just college sometimes.
Absolutely.
And it's just an awesome thing to do, and I would highly recommend it to every single person.
College and or career focus.
Exactly.
Is your choice.
Yep.
Yep. Reese?
I would say it is definitely a lot at times, but it is all worth it in the end. Doing GCI has honestly made me love school. I love coming here and learning the things that I want to learn about. And sports. I mean, being a part of the team, you make those relationships, you have those friends, and those relationships last forever.
And just give it a chance.
Yeah.
Both of you exactly. gave it a great chance, and look at the outcome.
Yep.
So that's great advice, Reese and Colton. But now I think we need to take a moment to give a couple shout-outs. So we'll start with you, Reese. Anybody at Swartz Creek, teachers, coaches that you want to, or even at GCI that you want to just kind of thank for being on your team?
I could have – there's a lot. so at Swartz Creek, Miss Deering, she is a teacher, and she was also my softball coach.
Sure.
She has helped me through a lot of stuff, even personal. You know, she's always there. Here, Miss Blasco and Miss Dunn, they have helped me through all of the nursing stuff
sure.
that I've been learning, and they're always there to answer questions or help or anything like that. So I appreciate all of them.
I'm sure you make it easy for them. Yeah, to do
that. I hope
so. But yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for just showing some appreciation for those who've been in your corner along your journey. And Colton?
I would say couple shout outs, quite a few actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in my life. Coach Allward, Coach Tom Allward, he's my head football coach. He's just been an absolute outstanding coach. He actually won Coach of the Year.
It's wonderful.
And he's just been a great inspiration to me. I'd also want to shout out Peyton Kaufman, my strength and conditioning coach. I mean, I went through 2 shoulder surgeries after my sophomore year football season. Real tough. Probably a big mental part mm-hmm. of my life was that. And he helped me through that, got me stronger, built me up. I'd like to shout out Mr. Loney, Mr. Middleton, and Ms. Sorvilla, my welding instructors. They're absolute fabulous
awesome.
Teachers. They're great to have every single day. And lastly, I would like to shout out my parents for being there and giving me every last thing I got.
We can't end the show like that, Reese.
I mean, shoot, he helped me there.
Yeah, that's right. He sure did. That's teamwork.
That
he had
is,
your back.
Obviously, yeah.
That's right.
Family has been a big part of my life, too. My brothers, my parents, they're all just there when I need them.
You guys have been a pleasure to talk to today. I'm so happy that you were here. But love that from both of you. Thank you both for sharing stories and spending some time with us here today. So thanks for listening to this episode of Inside Education. I'd like to thank again Reese and Colton for sharing their experiences and insights and for showing us how athletics can help build skills that support success in school, career, and in life. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to check out more episodes of Inside Education. Until next time, I'm Eddie Kendall. Keep learning, keep growing, and we hope you'll tune in again. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education, a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.